Love is a gamble with the most precious currency of all, your heart. On today's case, Ms. Wilkins says she thought she hit the jackpot when she met Mr. Scott. Now, after months of delinquent mortgage payments, missing money from her savings account, and routine visits to the slot machines, she says she is nothing but heartbroken. She says she is at her wit's end, and something has to change, or she is done with this relationship. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Wilkins versus Scott.
Thank you very much, Ms. Wilkins and Mr. Scott. Ms. Wilkins, you are here, you say, to end your relationship. You say your boyfriend is unappreciative, manipulative, and financially irresponsible. You want Mr. Scott to move out of your home.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Scott, you are here in court, you say, to save your relationship. You say your girlfriend is overreacting and you think your problems are all fixable.
Yes, Your Honor.
So let's see if they are indeed fixable. You all are a young couple from Georgia, and it looks that you all have been together for 3 years. You do live together, but you don't have children. So we're now at a crossroads in your relationship to see if it's going any further, basically, Ms. Wilkins, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So, Ms. Wilkins, tell me why we're in divorce court.
I'm here to end my relationship with my boyfriend, Andrew. When we first started dating, I thought he was my forever person. Turns out that he's financially irresponsible. He's not appreciative. He's got a gambling problem. And I want to end this relationship, and I want to keep the house.
Oh, so there are some stakes involved here. So I'll come to you, Mr. Scott. You heard what your girlfriend said. What do you say?
Your Honor, I'm here to keep a relationship with Allie here. Mm-hmm. It's somebody who I love and I want to start a family with. I have made mistakes. I'm willing to fix them. And hopefully at the end of this, we'll be walking out hand in hand.
So we'll see if that's going to work, Mr. Scott. Ms. Wilkins, take me back to when you all met and how we got to divorce court, because you end up saying he's unappreciative of everything that's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we met in the beginning of 2020 through a mutual friend, and like we were together a lot, but he was always asking me on dates and I just kept saying no. He tried like 10 times and finally I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So we went and we went axe throwing. It was a great time. He swept me on my feet. It was fun. Like, I loved how much he made me laugh. I felt like he was super charming. And so, yeah, we started dating shortly after that. And then we moved in after 6 months of dating. And then we saved our money to buy a house in August 2022. And that's where everything took a turn.
So let me turn over to you, Mr. Scott. Everything was good in the beginning, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you looking at Ms. Wilkins as somebody that you could build a life with?
I was looking at her in that way. Whenever we first met, you know, she's someone who really caught my eye. I was very intrigued by her.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her personality. And it did take more than one time of me trying, you know, to have drinks with her or take her out on a date just to get her to know her better. And, you know, the ninth time, she finally accepted and we basically went on from there. We fell in love very quickly, moved mm-hmm. in very quickly, and it's been on from there.
And so you all moved in together. Did you get just a regular rental apartment when you first moved in?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then you all decided that this was going okay. You were looking at something long-term,
mm-hmm.
and you said you decided to buy a house together?
Yes, Your Honor. We had both always wanted to buy a house. I mean, that's always been a goal where I live, and it just made sense to do it together, already living together, and he needed me to actually co-sign on the house with him.
You said you decided to buy a house together. Who put down the down payment? Who got the loan? Help me to understand the dynamics of the purchase of the house.
He actually put down the down payment. He had more savings than I did at the time and a little bit of help from his family. So he put down the down payment, but his credit wasn't good enough and his like salary, like income wasn't good enough. He needed me to co-sign and use like my salary to kind of help us get a good loan. So he bought the house, but I had to co-sign with it.
And Mr. Scott, whose name is on the house?
My name is on the house, Your Honor.
So we didn't buy the house. He bought the house, Ms. Wilkins.
Correct, but he couldn't have done it without me, so.
And at the time, that might have been true, but why isn't your name on the deed to the house?
I guess I saw it long term. I didn't think that, you know, it would become a problem later on the road. And so since he put down the down payment, it made more sense for his name to be on it. And since I wasn't contributing to the down payment, that's, I guess, why we put his name on.
Okay, so then I will turn to you again and ask, why would you co-sign for something that you don't have a financial stake in? You have an obligation now.
as it relates to the house, but you don't have a financial stake in the house. You are not his wife. Your name is not on the deed.
I mean, I trusted him. I mean, I guess I didn't really see any issue. I thought I was going to marry him, thought we were going to have kids, have a family. I mean, as soon as we moved in, all those things kind of went out the window.
That's because, Ms. Wilkins, you performed a wifely duty with girlfriend benefits.
Yes, Your Honor.
That is what you ended up doing. So let's get into this unappreciative, because, Ms. Wilkins, you say you helped him co-sign for the house. He needed your help in that regard. But how else is he unappreciative?
Something that we've talked a lot about, actually, is trying to find him a full-time job. And right now, he just works part-time in construction. So we've been trying to find a full-time job in the field that he went to school for. And I helped him with his resume. We've met, like, we've gone through all these different things. We've kind of bolted up. We found jobs that he would like that fit in the resume. And I, like, applied to them for him because we had decided on that. Well, the other day, like, when we were at home, I overheard him on the phone. A job had called back for him, and it said, you know, Mr. Scott, we've looked at your resume. Yeah, we think you'd be a great fit. And he's, I didn't apply to this. Ooh. I don't know if I want, I'm sure I'll have to call you back. I didn't apply to this. So he's working against me. He doesn't feel like, I mean, that's, he's not being appreciative. He doesn't feel like he wants to enhance his career and move forward. He's kind of just stuck.
I hear exactly what you're saying on that front, Ms. Wilkins. Mrs. Scott, are you trying to advance your career?
Your Honor, I am trying to advance my career. I work for my family's construction business and have for quite some time now. So I know a lot of traded labor.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm at work, she's at home tweaking my resume, signing me up, saying I know how to do, you know, technological skills.
And you're a gentleman that works with his hands and you have trade experience, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's a very honorable profession. And the fact that your family has their own construction company means if you work hard within that, you will in some day share in the results of that business. Am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is it your parents that have the construction company?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so you are being groomed to take over the construction company.
Yes, ma'am.
When I moved in with him and we moved in together so soon, my family cut their ties with me because they thought that he was using me. It wasn't a good situation, and I'm starting to think that that's exactly what's happening.
I paid for the down payment. I just needed her signature on it.
So you paid for the down payment, and you, in fact, did use her for her good credit so you could get access to this house. Ooh, I hate an I told you so moment.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Ms. Wilkins, that sounds like a very good opportunity. What's the problem?
Well, he's just not working at full time. Like, he's only working part time. He's not making ends meet. I feel like I'm working overtime to make, like, help our financial issues.
I see.
So we decided, you know, buying this house, like, there's things you gotta fix, different maintenance things. So we decided that we were only gonna save about $50 a week, which is not crazy, but I was really proud of him because we were doing that.
Right, that's very doable and very admirable. So you all were putting a community pot together for long-term planning.
Yes, Your Honor.
Very smart.
And so we ended up saving about $2,400.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it was great. And so then I looked just a little bit after that, just looking at our account, and I see that $1,200 had been taken out. Well, he inherited some land, and he wants to build some rental properties on it, which in the long term, it's a great idea. But right now, the price of building all of those things, his family business, like, they don't have time to mess with that. So he's having to hire other people, other help, for this dream that he has. So he had taken out the $1,200 to make a deposit on that. Well, that really frustrates me because he didn't ask me. We didn't talk about that. That's not in our plan that we have right now. Our own house needs help.
Mrs. Scott, tell me why you took that money.
Well, as she just stated previously, we both were throwing into one savings account.
Mm-hmm.
So $1,200 is half of $2,400.
100%.
So that $1,200 is my money. The other $1,200 that's left in theirs is hers. I'm trying to take $1,200 of our money and turn it into $12,000 with these rental properties.
So was she supposed to then take the $1,200 that she put in to pay for things that the two of you would enjoy? Because as I understand it, it was supposed to be community. So that if the house that you both were working towards needed something, it could come from that community pot and it would be a shared obligation. What you did in taking $1,200 out is made the full obligation of what happens in your house lay on her shoulders. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
The start of a lot of these problems, the financial issues and all of that, I came home one day and I saw a letter from our mortgage lender. And usually they're just thin little envelopes, mm-hmm. basically just reminding us of our payment. Well, this one was thick, had a bunch of important all over it. So I opened it. Turns out that we were 3 months behind on our mortgage. So I pay him at the beginning of every month. So yes, his name is on the house, but we are splitting that mortgage. And I pay him at the beginning of every month. Well, he hadn't been paying it. He'd been taking that money into gambling, probably into this side job, whatever he's doing, but yet he can't pay our mortgage. And what does he do? He calls his parents. They have this company. They can help him. So they bailed him out of the situation, loaned him some money. We were able to catch up on some of our loan payments. I can't do that because when I moved in with him and we moved in together so soon, my family cut their ties with me because they didn't agree with what we were doing. They thought that he was using me. It wasn't a good situation. And I'm starting to think that that's exactly what's happening.
Ooh, I hate an I told you so moment.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because while we are having this discussion, you all have been in a relationship for X amount of years and your name is still not on the deed.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mrs. Scott, why is her name not on the deed and she's sharing in half the payments for everything?
I paid for the down payment. I just needed her signature on it. And we left it at that.
So you paid for the down payment and you, in fact, did use her for her good credit so you could get access to this house because you wouldn't have got it on your own.
So when you do construction, they start off their morning, they get their coffee, they get their biscuits, and they get some scratch-off tickets. Well, that adds up. So I brought it up to him, and I thought he was really hearing me. Go in and fold his clothes, take out a wad of the scratch-off tickets.
Mrs. Scott, do you have a gambling issue?
I love the thrill of winning the money.
And if you lose, what happens to that money?
It's down the drain.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
I mean, it's affected me in so many ways. I'm trying to grow my business. I do paintings and murals and all of that, and I have to have big ladders, a lot of paint, a lot of supplies. So just recently, I had went to go try to get a work vehicle. Mm-hmm. Well, my credit's always been great. That's why he had to use me on the mortgage. So my credit was like always in the 700s. I go to sign, like go to see what kind of loan I can get. Is in the 500s now.
Whoa.
Because of co-signing with him. So not only has he messed up me personally, my financials, he's now messing with my work that I'm doing so that I can provide. So not only am I cooking, cleaning, trying my best to provide, I'm also financially taking the heavier end of all of this. Yeah, it's great. He put down the first part of that down payment on the house, but now I could have done that. Like, I should have just done that. I should have kept him out of all of this. I should have bought the house completely by myself.
Mr. Scott, I think Ms. Wilkins makes a very good point. It sounds like you're taking advantage of her.
Don't believe that's right, Your Honor. She's always hounding down my throat about the money issues, but she's doing nothing to help herself. I have a second work vehicle that I have told her numerous amounts of times that she can use to grow her business for her ladders and anything she needs it for.
Mr. Scott, you just ignored the fact that you not paying the mortgage on time damaged her credit because she's a co-signer on your loan. So you do realize that not paying your bills on time and something as significant as a mortgage, that is immediately reported to the credit agency. And once it's reported to the credit agency 3 months in a row, it's going to damage your credit score.
Yeah, but not only
damages her credit score,
it's mine as well.
I know, but you can be responsible for your own damaged credit score because you didn't have good credit from the beginning. If you had good credit from the beginning, you wouldn't have needed her name on the mortgage. Correct, Ms. Wilkins?
Yes, Your Honor. And honestly, I do see a future, like, in his career. Like, if it was just those issues, I could say, oh, okay, like, yeah, he's going to get work more. His family business, he might inherit that, all of those things. But he has bad habits that he cannot get straight. So when you do construction, they start off their morning, they get their coffee, they get their biscuits, and then they get some scratch-off tickets. Well, you know, that's fine. You're going to get a handful of a dollar scratch-off tickets. Okay, that's fine. Well, no, it wasn't a handful. It's 10 at least, and they're not getting the $1 ones. It's $5, $10, even $20 scratch-off tickets. Well, that adds up every morning. If you're getting $10 scratch-off tickets and not winning anything off of them. So I brought it up to him, and I thought he was really hearing me. He's like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to slow it down, lay off of it. I'm like, great. Doing his laundry once again, doing all these things at the house. go in and fold his clothes, take out a wad of the scratch-off tickets. So it's like in one ear, out the other.
So you all are not on the same page at all.
No,
you're not. Terms of financial planning. Mrs. Scott, what's going on?
Well, as you said, you know, I work construction. I start every day at the gas station. I travel a lot. And, you know, start my morning coffee, and I'll buy a $1, $2 scratch-off ticket.
No, she says you buy $10 scratch-off tickets, and you buy multiples of $10 scratch-off tickets. There's a difference between $5, $1 scratch-off tickets. You spend $5, okay, you can throw that away. But it's a big difference between $10 ones. That's $100.
Well, now whenever I'm buying cheaper tickets, I'm winning bigger money to pay for those tickets.
But you're just not winning.
But here's the thing. If you are trying to save money, why are you spending money on scratch-off tickets? What's going on with you, sir? Do you have a gambling issue?
I love the thrill of winning the money.
Okay.
Because I always feel lucky. I'm feeling lucky, and I usually always win. The ones that she have found, they've always been winners. If I don't win, I throw them away.
And if you lose, what happens to that money?
It's down the drain.
Mr. Scott, it doesn't seem like you are really interested in maintaining this relationship, because it seems like you're doing passive-aggressive things in order to push her away. Is that your goal?
No, it's not my goal at all. And I know it's a mistake, and I keep doing it.
Ms. Wilkins, I understand there was a final straw in your mindset.
Yes, Your Honor. So we ended up saving $4,800.
So you started all over again after the whole $1,200 incident.
Yes, Your Honor. I thought we were doing great. I was really proud of him. I thought the gambling had really cut back. Well, he goes on a golf trip with his friends, and he calls me, like, super late, super excited. He had bet the full $4,800 on, like, a sports betting app, and he won. So great. Wow. He won. But I could not believe that he put all of that in without even talking to me. What if he didn't win? That's my money, too. That is our future, everything. I can't live like this. I just don't ever want to think about if he goes on a trip, oh, he's gambling. I don't need to babysit him. He's not my child. That's my boyfriend. I thought he was going to be my husband. I thought I was going to have kids with him, have a family. It's just too risky, and I want out.
She wants a risk-averse relationship. She is not interested in supporting you through your gambling situation and these completely inappropriate $4,800 kind of expenses. I wouldn't have anything more to say to you because you gambled my money away. True. I hope you took the money that you had put into that $4,800, $2,400 and put it in a separate account.
Yes, Your Honor.
I hope you now understand that for all practical purposes, what you have been doing is paying rent on the house that you live in. Think of it as you paid a portion of the rent because you did not pay a part of the down payment. My best advice to you is to speak to the bank and tell them that you are no longer willing to be responsible as a co-signer on this house, because it's a very expensive lesson for you, but it's an expensive lesson that you, quite frankly, need to learn right now so that it doesn't happen later on in life. A more expensive lesson would be to stay in this situation, get pregnant, and get yourself tied to somebody who is so irresponsible, inconsiderate, and not husband material. Miss Wilkins, it's time for you to tell Mr. Scott to get his pictures and his plants and either get out of that house and let you have it and take it on your own shoulders, or you to find a new place of residence that you can afford yourself and you can put your own money from your own hard work, your own talent, into so you can take care of yourself, because this right here is not a relationship. It is a dependent situation with a man-child.
The judge was right. You're gonna get your stuff and you're gonna get out. A man-child.
What in the world makes these women think that they can fix a whole human being who is clearly broken?
If your parents aren't going to co-sign for your son,
right,
having a nice business and having money,
even his parents knew.
Yeah.
Let me stay out of that mess. Hello.
Made in Georgia.